Morning Shabbos, and the Chof Alpha Bay says as follows. Tona Rabban, Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisoy. The Iker Mitzvah of Alokas Ner Chanukah is to light one candle per household. Ner Ishu Beisoy, one Ner, one candle per household is the Iker Mitzvah, and with that you're Yoytzeh. That's the Iker Mitzvah. Vamahadrin, someone wants to do the Mitzvah in a better way. Ner l'kol echad ve'echad. You should have a candle for each one of the B'nai Bais. According to the number of people in the household, you should add and light one more candle. Tamahajim min hamahajim. Let's say somebody wants to do the mitzvah in the best possible way possible. The best. What should he do? So there's a machloikis. B'shamay oimrim yomishin mavlik shmoina mikan ve'elech pochis volech. Bishami says that the first day you light 8 candles, and you continually decrease the number of candles as time goes on. That's Bishami Shit. Bishilzal says no. The first day you light 1 candle, and you continually increase as time goes on. So you should, and this you should certainly light more candles. And the shaila is whether you, according to Bishami, you start with eight and you decrease the number of candles from 8 to 1. According to Beis Hillel, you increase the number of candles. Zot Mar Vayta, Am Ula, Pligi Betray Amiroyim B'Marov. There was a machloekis in Eretz Yisrael between Amiroyim, between Rabbi Yosi Bar Oven and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. What were the reasons as to why you increase or decrease the number of candles? So Chan Omar, one Amar says, time of the Bishamai, Kenegan Hayom Hanichnos. The reason for Bishamai is that according to the number, Bishamai says that you start with 8 and you decrease till 1. The reason is because you have 8 days, when you start on the first night, you have 8 days left till Chanukah. So as time goes, then you have 7 days left till Chanukah, 6, 5, 4. So according to the number of days that are left till Chanukah, that's the number of candles you should light. According to the number of days that you have left till Chanukah. V'chan Omar, that's Bishamai's reason. The time of the Beis Hillel, Kenegan Yomim Hayoitz. Beis Hillel says that you increase the number of candles. It's according to the number of days that you already celebrated Chanukah. And the night that you just come into, let's say the first night, already counts, that's called Yom Hayoitz. That's the day you've already celebrated. You're celebrating now, it counts like that you've celebrated already. So on the second night, you're celebrating 2 days of Chanukah, so you light 2 candles. Why does Beis Hillel hold that way? The Pshad is, the Bi'aloch is Masvir, so I forgot the Simon, but the second Simon, Tovresh Ayin Gimel, Rav Beis, one of the first Simonim there in the Chos Chanukah is Masvir, that as time goes on, and you show, by lighting more candles, you show how greater the nace is. In other words, if let's say in the first day you light 1 candle, the nace last was for 1 day. When you light 5 candles, you're saying, oh, the nace was now, it's 5 days old, the nace. The nace is continuing. So it increases your praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the nace, because you see in front of your eyes how the nace got greater and greater. You notice the 6 days already, the nace is going. 7 days, 8 days, the nace, and this nace is still continuing. So that leads to a greater pursuit of nisa. That's what the Bir Alach is masbrit. That's why Beis Hillel says, Kenegan Hayom Hayotzen. According to the number of days you celebrate Chanukah, you should increase the number of candles. That's one sheet in the Gemara. Kenegan, to explain the machloek is Bisham Beis Hillel. Kenegan Hayom Hanichnasen, or Kenegan Hayom Hayotzen. Now, and there's another Amar who gives a different explanation to the Machloikis. Chad Omar, time of the Bishamai, connected Pari Achak. The reason of Bishamai, that you decrease the number of candles, is because it corresponds to the Korbanis that were brought on Sukkot. On Sukkot, Klal Yisrael brought 70 Korbanis, connected the Shivim Umis. And when they brought Purim, bulls, they brought 14 bulls on the first day, and they steadily decreased from 14 to 7. So, corresponding to those Korbanos that decreased in number, the first day they brought 14, the second day they brought 13, 12, 11. So, can I get that? That's why the candles on Hanukkah also decrease. What Hanukkah has to do with Sukkot? It happens to be the Yontav afterwards. We'll see. We'll talk about it. But that's what Man Man Omer says Lefi Besham. Chad Omer, time of the Beisilol, the Malam Bakoidish Vein Marid. No, the reason for Beisilol is not because you want to sell, you want to, like we said before, to increase you want to increase your celebration, your Shevach Takodish Baruch Hu, because the nation is continuing for so long. But no, a new principle, Malam Bakoidish Vein Marid. Yeah, which we learn out that from Rashi Megillah says in the beginning of the fourth parak, we derive from the fact that after Moshe put up the Mishkan, then you couldn't take it down anymore. Until when Bitzal put it up, it was taken down, in the Shiva Simami Luim, when it wasn't put up by Moshe, it was taken down every day. After Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, it wasn't supposed to be taken down anymore. And that's what Rashi says, we derive the principle of Malam Bakodesh Vemarim, Mishnah, the fourth parak in Megillah. Huh? What's my sugis? Why does it go downward? I mean, it's a Torah. So that you have to explain. That doesn't fit in. For some reason, the Torah says we don't go with Malam Bakodesh. The reason is because it's the Parma connected to Shiva Umis, and they're Poichsim Vaholchim, they're not Malam Bakodesh, connected to Goyim. And they continually decrease as time goes on. It matters. Then the Gemara quotes a Maizer. Om Rabbah Khan, Om Rabbi Yechle. Shnei Zakenim Hoyud Zbitzidim. There were two Zakenim. One did like Beis Shammai and one like Beis Hillel. And they said the reason is Zeh Noisin Talmud Dvarav Kenegad Parecha. One said the reason I do like Beis Shammai is because it's Kenegad the Parim of Sukkis that decrease in number. The Zeh Noisin Talmud Dvarav the Malam Bakodesh Vemari. So we have the Gemara brings a riot from two Amorim that did one did like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And they said the reason is, like the second explanation that we gave, that the reason for Beis Shammai is because it decreases, we decrease the number of candles, just like in Sukkot, we decrease the number of korbanos that are brought from the first day to the seventh day. And the one who did like Beis Hillel said, because of Malam Bakodesh Vein Marid, because you should increase, and you always increase in levels of Kedusha. So we see, first of all, a concept of Mahadrim and Amahadrim. Now, it's very interesting that other mitzvahs, we find the concept of hiddur, but here, the hiddur, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, we don't even quote the Ikar mitzvah, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, how many candles should you light? And it immediately goes into the Mahajim and Amahajim. So here it became an Ikar part of the hiddur, to beautify and make the mitzvah as best as possible, became an Ikar part of the mitzvah. So the shaila is, why was this mitzvah different than all other mitzvahs? That there's such a concept of hiddur that you don't find by all of the mitzvahs, and it became much more a chaluk of the mitzvah than other mitzvahs. So let's think for a second. Later on, when we talked about them, when the Yevonim came into the Heichal, it says that they found one pach shemen that was sealed with the chosim of the Kohen Gadol. Now, what was this pach shemen used for that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol? Now, the Kohen Gadol wasn't the only one who lit the menorah, right? The regular Kohen was not a Kohen Gadol, could also light the menorah, right? So Pashtus, what it was used for, is of his own carbon, which was called Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol brought a flower offering every day, which was called the Minchas Chavitin. Half of it was brought in the morning, half of it was brought in the evening, and he had to have oil with it. And that was this oil that had his insignia on it, that oil was used for his mincha, because that was his carbon. Now that oil, the oil that we use for menachas, did not have to be like the oil that was used for the menorah. The oil, there's a special halacha that the oil that was used for the menorah had to be shemen zayis zachar, absolutely pure. You had to take, you took the olive, you pressed it out, and only the first drop of oil that came out was able to be used for the menorah. The rest was ready pasul menorah, you could use it for the menachas. Right, so that's especially pure oil had to be used for the menorah. The oil that we used for the mincha was of secondary quality. But that was kosher for the menorah. So it wasn't as pure as it was used for the menorah, as the oil that was used for the menorah. So let's think for a second. So if this pach was his own personal oil that was used for menachas, so how could they go and use it for the menorah? The Hashmonaim came in and used it for the menorah. If it was oil that was used for the menachas, that's possible for the menorah. For the menorah, you only have to use shemen zayis zachar, mamish pure oil. So how could they use oil that was not you know, pure oil 100%. It must be because the Kohen Gadol was mahader. He was mahader to use only the grade A oil that we use for the menorah. He used for his mincha. Right? Because if this oil was used, again, if this oil was used for the mincha, so how could they chashmonam come in and use it for the menorah? That oil is possible for the menorah because it's grade B oil. It's not the pure oil that the menorah requires. Must be that the Kohen Gadol used only pure 100, he was mahadeh, and he used oil that was like the oil of the wadi, that was like the oil that they used for menorah. He had a special hinder. So it says, when they get Rebbes, the Rehemis, he says, from here you see where the concept of mahadrin is. Because the whole nace happened only because the Kohen Gadol was mahadeh to use a better standard of oil. Right? He was mahadeh to use a better quantity of oil, and that's why the nace occurred. So when Chazal were kaveya, the mitzvah Neres Chanukah, to remember the nace, so they were kaveya in order to remember, with also the concept of hiddur, to remind you that that's how the nace occurred in the first place. Only because the Kohen Gadol was mahadeh. Only because you used a better standard of oil, that's how the nace happened. Okay. Pashtas, why would, because it, if it was oil for the menorah, then it didn't have to be moved up because so much in Kohen Gadol. A Kohen had you close to life in the menorah. It's mashma that this was meyuchet for the Kohen Gadol.
Also had a seal on it.
Huh? Had a seal on it. The seal munach b'chay somer shel Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Hadjik also liked for the menorah. Why was munach b'dafk b'chay somer shel Kohen Gadol? Yeah. Huh? I mean, that's too much for b'tzibur, but this not. Too much for b'tzibur. That's a different kasha. That, you know, what was the big name? You know, they could have used it. But this not. You need Shemin Zayza. So they don't find a hacker for that. I don't think so. Yeah. First of all, they had to mechanach the mizbeach first. That was chanukah mizbeach. That's a different one. They had to throw out all the other. They had to throw out all the other stones. They had to mamash make a new mizbeach. It sounds like. I'm not sure. I have to look it up. It could be. It's my. It's the Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. I was saying, "Moshe, Chanukah Sam Mizbeach." It's Mashle Mamash. I have to make a new Mizbeach. But I have to look it up. I don't know. Yeah. But that's his pshat. Why there's a concept of Mahadrin in the mitzvah. Yeah. So Toisa says we had three levels. We had the Ikra mitzvah, lighting one candle, lighting a candle for each one of the Bnei Bayis, at the Mahadrin and Amahadrin. What's this Mahadrim? And we had a machloikis in the Mahadrim and Amahadrim, whether you increase the number of candles or decrease. Tosa says that when we say Mahadrim and Amahadrim, that it means that only the Baal HaBayis himself lights, will light. Now, it's as opposed to the Mahadrim, where every one of the Bnei Bayis would light one candle for himself. By the Mahadrim and Amahadrim, only the Baal HaBayis, when we're talking about increasing the number of candles, only the Baal HaBayis will increase from 1 to 8. Nobody else should light the number extra candles. Why? It says twice as follows. Because the Gemara says that why do we increase the number of candles? Keneged hayom hayoytzen. In order to recognize that these number of days of Chanukah have passed, right? And therefore the nesis has become greater. So he says like this, says Tosas, if everyone in the family, all the Bnei Bayis, are going to light candles, then people won't be able to tell what day it is. They'll say that the reason why you have so many candles is because that's the number of people you have in the household. So for example, let's say it'll be the third day, right? And you have Lomazogin, you have two people in the household, like I said, right? So now, if they're each going to light three candles, you're not going to know whether it's the third day or the sixth day. You don't know. Right? Because if each one of the people in the house is going to light three candles, you won't be able to tell what their Hanukkah is. Huh? But that line, that's what Toysi says. Even if it's separate noise, but you're going to see six candles together. That's what you're going to see, six candles together. You'll think it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, which is wrong. That's what they say. Leka hekera sheyizbu shekang yesh bnei adam abayis. They'll say that there are six people in the household, or they'll say there They'll say that there are that many people in the household, and you won't be able to tell what night of Hanukkah it is. So therefore says Tosfos that according that if the Mahadran and Mahadran, only the Balabais lights. In order that we should know clearly, people will be able to tell what night of Hanukkah it is. Which we said was the whole reason is why we increased the number of nairs, right? In order that we should be able to say, oh, six nights of Hanukkah passed already, and the nays keeps getting greater and greater. Huh?
Yeah, when somebody said there were six people in the household, why would, if somebody saw six candles,
because
it was six nights.
Well, let's say the third night of two people in the house, right?
Well, let's say it's the sixth night. You're saying Mahadran and Mahadran are four person nights. Why wouldn't somebody look at it and say that there were six people in the house?
Well, it's really the third night. We're talking about it's the third night, right? It's the third night. So if all the Bnei Bayis are going to light, if the Balabas and this, let's say the second person in the household is going to light, then you won't be able to tell what night it is. Yeah. And that's how the Mechaber passes. So the Fizeh, when it says Mahadran and Mahadran, it's going, we have three categories, right? He says it's going, there's the Ikar Mitzvah of one candle, that each of the Bnei Bayis light one candle, and the Mahadran and Mahadran, where Tosis is learning that the Balabayis, Tosis learning that the Balabayis is the only one who lights, but he increases the number of candles. Which means the Mahadran and Mahadran is going back on the Ikar Mitzvah, not on the Mahadran, right? Because the Mahadran is when the Bnei Bayis lit, each one lit a candle. Right? Tosis points out that when Niru Lui, the Bisham Bissel, Lokaimi, El Aneru Shubeso, they're going on the Ikar Alofa. Right? Because in the middle stage, is when each one of the Bnei Bayis lit a candle, right? Tosis is saying in the Mahadran and Mahadran, that's not what's happening. In order to make it clear what night of Hanukkah it is, only the Balabais is going to light. So therefore, he's going back on the Mahadran and Mahadran is going back on the Ner Ishu base on the Ikar Mitzvah, and therefore, no, and in the middle stage is wiped out. We don't say each one of the Bnei Bayis light.
You
remember Tosis? Oh, Tosis in Tosis, the Rambam argues. So in the Rambam, that the Mahadran and Mahadran is that all the Bnei Bayis light, and they all increase the number of candles. That's what the Rambam learns. So it's a multiple effect. It's we're building the Mahadran and Mahadran is building on the Mahadran also. In Tosis we said it was not building on the Mahadran, right? It's going back to the Ikar Mitzvah of only the Balabayis lighting one candle, and you just increase from one to eight. But the Rambam is going that the Mahadran is. Even after the case of the Mahadran, the Bnei Bayis light as well, and then he says that you light for the Bnei Bayis, and then the Mahadran and Mahadran say that no, you should even everyone, if you're lighting for all the Bnei Bayis, you should also increase the number of candles for them as well, from one to eight. There's a separate issue here whether the Rambam says that the Balabayis is the one who lights all the candles. The Balabais does it. Even when he's lighting for all the Bnei Bayis themselves are not lighting. It's only the Balabais who's doing it. Our meaning is now like in Shukhnar said that each one of the Bnei Bayis do it. But that's a sad discrepancy. Other Rebbeim will talk about it. But that you should just know there's such an issue. Who is the one doing, who's lighting the other candle? Do the Bnei Bayis do it? Well, if either the Rambam is master, that the Hiddur has to be done specifically by the Balabais himself. What? So this is the machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, in the Mahadran and Mahadran, is only the Balabais lighting in order that there should be a hecker what night it is, or everyone else is lighting, increasing the number of candles. Or you're at least lighting, going to the number of Bnei Bayis, you're increasing the number of candles for each one of them. So Morty mentioned that this svar that Tosfos mentions, Lechor is only going according to this, the tzad in the Gemara, that the reason for Beisela is Kenegan Hayom Hayoitzim. Right, according to the days, right, that we have to know how many days of Hanukkah are coming, right, have already come, to increase the nays. So then you have to have a hecker what night it is. But if the svara is malam hakodesh v'loy marim, then l'chora, then you don't need to not have a hecker. There's no necessity for a hecker. L'chora, should be. So if we would say the svara malam hakodesh v'loy marim, l'chora, then everyone would be masking to the Rambam that all of them may bias could light. So says the Gaon Shulchan Aruch that the riff here brings down. He cites when he quotes this Maisa of the Shnei Zkenim that were in Sidon, right? That one did like Beisham, one did like Beisilo, and they each gave the reason the one who did like Beis Shammai said Kenegin Parachat, and the one who did like Beis Hillel said Malam Makosh Vloimari. So says the going from there, I see that the Rif holds that the reason of Beis Hillel is Malam Makosh Vloimari. If he holds Malam Makosh Vloimari, then it must be the Rif holds like the Rambam, because there's no reason to make a hacker. So the Rif is going like the Rambam. That's what the going time is. Now the Rif brings down this story that the two Zkenim, one did like Beis, one lit candles like Beis Shammai, going from decree, starting from eight, then going to one, and one did like Beis Hillel, and they said the reasons for why they did it was because either you decrease corresponding to the Purim on Sukkis, right, or because the Malam Makosh of Lomarid. If the reason is because the Malam Makosh of Lomarid, then it must be that there's no problem with a hacker. So that's what they're going to. So the Rif Lachar holds like the Rambam. Yeah, so Dosh Tekin Rif. So Lamai says, since he quotes this story, the Rif, says the going, it must be that we pass him like, that the Rif passed like the Rambam, and therefore there's no problem with Hecker, and everyone could like, and you can like it according to the Bnei Bayis. According, let's say there are five people in the house, and it's the fifth night, you'll light 25 candles. Comes the Bi'al Locha, says Amar Dikizach. Says the Bi'al Locha, no. No, right. Could be Taka that the Rif holds, not he holds that you Taka need a Hecker. You're not going to need a Hecker. So why does the Rif quote? Why does the Rif quote this Maisa and say what? And say that this story of Malam Makosh Lo Marid? He says for another reason completely. The Rif is coming to tell you that where we have a Machloekis B'Shamah Beis Hillel, that since it's only, even though normally we pass them like Beis Hillel, we don't pass them Beis Shammai, but when the Machloekis is in Hidur, you have a right to follow Beis Shammai's opinion. Just drop the bar, what do I say? Here, that even though we normally pass it, that's what the Chan the Rif. That if you know, even though we normally go like Beis Hillel, in a machloikis Beis Shammai in a hider, you have a right to follow Beis Shammai. That's the chiddush of the Rif. That's why he quotes it. In Ochanami, you have to have a hacker. In Ochanami, you have to have a hacker. He's just telling you that you have a right to follow Beis Shammai in a case of hider. Because you know, because he says, he quotes the story, and he says, oh, he says he brings another riot. Here, Rabbi Kalish, he brings a Mardik riot. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Pashta said to Bi'al Locha. Pashta is already in this time when Rabbi Yochanan said it. He had already paskin, who was already nifsak that Halacha ke b'shama. We knew already that Halacha was like Shama. So how could this Zokin Echad do ke b'shama? What kind of Zokin Echad is like b'shama? How can he do like b'shama?
He had a right, he only had a right, doesn't he? So he had to.
How's he allowed to do like b'shama? We don't pass like b'shama. He's doing shalak halacha.
Oh, how does he do
like b'shama? If we already know the klal b'shama, b'mavasil einu mishnah, b'shama's opinion doesn't count, how does this zokin have a right to do like b'shama? How can you like b'shama? Says the Bi'al Locha, it must be, like I'm saying, that in a place, that in a, when the machloikis is in hider, I can go like, you have a right to go like b'shama. He says himself, I only said it la'or lev hama'ain, and that's he fears in Bi'al Locha. He says, a big Kiddush, I didn't find such a thing. But Lamayis, he says, that's what he wants to say. It could be that the going is, could be not a Raya Mukrachas from the story. Where we say, we mentioned before, what's this idea? He said, in the second opinion, Keneged Parachak, that you decrease Namleis Keneged Parachak. What does Chanukah have to do with Sukkot? What's the connection? So the Pelvi Gezach, in Sefer HaShmonim, it says that when the HaShmonim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they brought in Lulavim Hesroyim, and they made like Sukkos. They did. They took a Lulav and Esrog. They shook a Lulav and Esrog there. On Chanukah, not Sukkos. On Chanukah, they brought in a Lulav and Esrog there. It sounds like that there was a Tashlumin that year they didn't celebrate Sukkos, and they made it up on Chanukah. That's what Mash. Right? Like, okay, we'll get to it. Does Ainza? Can anyone think of other connections between Chanukah and Sukkos? Anybody? 8 days, yeah. Hidamits are good. Oil was oil. Sounds nice, yeah. Oil. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good, good, good. Continue, Zisha. Speak up. Huh? By right it, until Sukkot, just say until Chametz Farachag maybe the Koyre and Mechag Vatchaya maybe the Enuk. Benikar, Gevaldik, beautiful, excellent. Right, there's another chilul. Right, there's another connection that you can bring. Then you bring Bikurim on. You bring Bikurim from Sukkis, from the period of Shavuos till Chanukah. So up until Sukkis, which is Zman Simcha, until the harvest is taking place, you say the parash of Mikra Bikurim, that whole parash that we say in Parshas Kisavo. Vanisa Vamarati, you say Avrami Ovid Ovi, the whole parash that we darshan on the Leil Hagadah by night, you're supposed to say that when you bring your Bikurim. However, that's only said from Shavuos till Sukkis, because it's Zman Simcha. His man of rejoicing. And that's when a person's in the... Why? Because that's when he's doing the harvest, bringing the fruits into his house. So that's the time, biggest time of rejoicing. But from Sukkis to Hanukkah, maybe Vein Akore, you don't say the parashah anymore because not such as man simple. Oh. So we see these connections between Hanukkah and Sukkis. So what's pshat? What's pshat in the connection? Obviously there's something going on. There's a lot of similarities here. So, I was once discussing with a friend of mine, and it came out, I think, like this. The Indian of Sukkis is that when we go into the Sukkah, we live at Sela, we recognize, we live at Sela de Amnusa. We live in the Sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach upon us, and He watches us. Hashem protects us, He's the one, Hashem Shemayim is Chal on the Schach, and Hashem is protecting us. We live even in the outer elements, we're exposed. Hashem protects us from everything. Hanukkah, so it's basically very much has to do with betochen. We trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over us in any matzav that we're in. Hanukkah is very similar in that sense. We find that theme as well. That the Rosh was watching over us. That's the chizuk we have to get out from Hanukkah. And Hashem is always protecting us. Because if you think about it, how were the Chashmonaim able to fight Rabin, right, Ma'atim Keneged Rabin? How did they do it? How did they think they were going to win? Azevai, you want to tell these? Rashi in Dvarim says that there were only Yud Beis Bnei Hashmonai who fought Keneged thousands of people. That's right. Just the Loshon Rashi in Dvarim in Zabrava, that the Yud Beis Bnei Hashmonai Keneged Kama Revavos, whose mamash came out in a lot of war, but well. But how were they able to do it? How did they think they were going to win? It must be they had to be talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will protect them. They're doing the right thing. Hashem is going to help them. So you see, this inyan of bitachin in Sukkis, that just it's the Hanukkah is supposed to be mashlim to complete that emunah that we're supposed to get on what do you call it on Sukkis would be mashlim that on Hanukkah. We have to fill it. We have to bring that to a shleimus on Hanukkah. Just like that, and we started in Sukkis to recognize that every day we live always tachas hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what happens, it's from Hashem, and Hashem is always there to help us and protect us. That was what Chashmonaim had to have. They were mischazik themselves in that emunah, in that betachon, that the Baruch Hu, they're doing the right thing. Hashem will help them, will guide them, and protect them. And a few remazim to this concept. This is more interesting. Zachen. The Chiddush Arim states. The Chiddush Arim says that Hanukkah is a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim in Chiddush Arim, because he says that what was the Avera of the Meraglim? They didn't have betochen that they were able to go fight against the Eretz Yisrael, against the giants. They thought they wouldn't be able to make it. They saw giants greater than them, bigger than them, massive people. You can't win. Forget it. They're not going to make it. They didn't have the proper tochen that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to help them and guide them and protect them. So he says, Hanukkah is a tikkun. The Chashmonaim had that. They knew they were doing the right thing. They knew Hashem would protect them. He brings a beautiful remez for it. He says, if you look in the pasuk, he says, "Slach no la'ava la'avinu mazeh." If you look when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to forgive the hate of the Meraglim, it says as follows: "Slach no you forgive la'avinu hazeh k'goydel chazecha v'chasher nasasa." So if you take the words "hazeh k'goydel chazecha v'chasher nasasa." The first letters of those five words spell out Hanukkah. It's not my own, it's the Chiddush Arim. So you see, Rambam this also to the Chet HaMeraglim, that it's a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim, but again, all revolving around this Yinu B'tochen. Right, the Yinu B'tochen as we say, has a shlomo for Sukkis. And that's why it has to have a lot of similarities to Sukkis. As you said, 8 days, Hidur, as a connected parah, all the reminder to remind us that whatever we started to do on Sukkis, we have to be mashed now on Hanukkah to have this betachon. to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always guiding us and is protecting us. Not weiter. Rav Nachman of Breslov says in the passage in Tehillim, in Kuv Yud Beis, that's why I said put it second. In Kapitel Kuv Yud Beis, he said the pasuk says, "Nachal libay batua b'Hashem savuch." So the Sofei Tevis, the end of the letter, is also Star Tanakh. Also have to do with Bitach. Shteid, but that's they bring down. Nachal libay batua b'Hashem Tehillim Kuv Yud Beis. Nachal libay batua. The letter is the last part of Star Tanakh. Hakapanim, the last letters of these five words, spell out Tanakh. Nachal libay batua b'Hashem savuch. But the pasuk has to do with Bitach Hakapanim. Yeah. Oh, but then kum tois amurdi kizach. This is a metziah. Metziah gedayla. There's a girsa in Megillas Chashmonaim as a that when the Chashmonaim came, why they were misakin? Why were they misakin 8 days of Hanukkah? He says because when they came in, because during Sukkis they were oisik in Muhammad, they were fighting the Greeks, so they came in, so like this, and they couldn't do a proper Sukkis, so when they came into the Beis Hamikdash, and they made a Hanukkah as a tashlumin for Sukkis. That's why Hanukkah is 8 days. This is a metziah. Because what we have here is another answer to the Beis Yosef's kasha. Famous Beis Yosef's kasha. In fact, the Beis Yosef, why when they misakin 8 days of Hanukkah as an ace, the first day is not an ace because they had enough oil for one day. Kasha Beis Yosef, right? They misakin all day. Why were they misakin 8 days? One day is not an ace. Tons of truths from this kasha. Sfarim written in this kasha. This is Mamish, one of the very famous kashas. L'chayru, the fee, we have another teretz, the fee, this is Megillas Chashmonaim, not a teretz. The pshat is that you have, that they were misakim because it was a tashlumin for Sukkis. Sukkis is 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres also, the lesson of betochen you should have to have from Shmini Atzeres as well. And it's also, since they weren't able to be misakim, Mekayim, Chanukah, Sukkis, Karoi, that year, they were misakim Sukkis as a tashlumin. So Mamela, it's 8 days. And that's why it's 8 days of Hanukkah, as a tashlumin for the world, as a tashlumin for Sukkis. L'chol, you could say that. A kuponim, but whatever it is, l'maisa, I just want one other nekuda later about this, then that will end. That you know, it's the hashgacha had it, that Hanukkah comes out, at least in our hemisphere, in the middle of the winter. And it comes out at the time of the year that the nights are longest. The nights are longest. It's not that it's happened, it's not just some haphazard. It happened that way for a reason. Chazal being Meramis to us that even during the Golus, during the Langer Golus, Choshech, the Golus is compared to Choshech, we don't see the Or Hashem to Shosev Agolui. That even during the Langer Golus, we have to be Mischazik. In this Emunah, even though we don't see it, it's Choshech, it's dark, and you don't see. But the Mischazik, the Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, is protecting us. Avada there, Tzaris, it happened, it's true. But Ein Adoyim, Kakla Yisrael survives, even in Azam Matzev, when we're surrounded by, or even surrounded by everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us and guarding us and protecting us. No question about it. The Tzaris happened is true, but that no way takes away from the protection and the guidance. And that's why that's Dafki, during the long nights of God, during the long nights of the winter, the nights are the longest. We have to, and we don't see it, and it's dark, and Mezetnish, and you don't see the Hashgachas Hashem. That's when we have to realize that the Baruch Hu, nonetheless, no matter what, is still protecting us. We should be able to take out from the Yom Tov Chanukah this lesson that no, whatever stage of life we find ourselves, in yeshiva, out of yeshiva, future life, to be mischazing in this emunah, to see from your own lives that the Baruch Hu is always watching us, guarding us, and protecting us.